Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
My name is Alan Stanford. Welcome to Hamlet in Hoth. We now reach the great climactic scene of the play. Everything finally comes together. But Shakespeare gives us a kind of a story so far scene where Hamlet explains all that's happened to Horatio. Because don't forget, he was sent off in exile. He was on a ship bound to England to have his head chopped off. By some strange coincidence, the ship was attacked by pirates, of all people. Hamlet managed to escape, but before he managed to escape, he managed to find the commission for his execution, rewrite it, saying that Rosencrantz and Guildenstern should be killed instead, escape the ship, join up with the pirates, sail back to Denmark, arrive on the coastline, and make his way slowly to Elsinore. A lot of things happen in this play, not even on the stage. So Shakespeare needs this little moment to make sure that Horatio is completely up to date with the story.
I found Horatio, a royal knavery. An exact command larded with many several sorts of reasons, importing Denmark's health and England's too, that, on the supervised, no leisure baited. No, not to say the grinding of the axe. My head should be struck off.
Is it possible?
Even Horatio finds this a little hard to believe, but it is true. I love that notion, not to stay the grinding of the axe, that the moment the King of England gets this message, take Hamlet, chop his head off. Claudius just wanted Hamlet dead.
Here's the commission. Read it at more leisure, but wilt thou hear me how I did proceed?
I beseech you.
Wilt thou know the effect of what I wrote?
Aye, good my lord.
An earnest conjuration from the king, as England was his faithful tributary, that, on the viewing and knowing of these contents, without debatement further, more or less, he should the bearers put to sudden death, no shriving time allowed.
So Guildenstern and Rosencrantz go to it?
Why, man, they did make love to this employment. They are not near my conscience.
Why, what a king is this?
Hamlet is indeed a very different man to the one who started the play. He now has purpose and determination, and without a second thought, he sends Rosencrantz and Guildenstern to their death. He's now beginning to behave a little bit more like the prince he admired, a little bit more like Fortinbras. Fortinbras will expend 20,000 men to gain a patch of ground. Hamlet no longer thinks twice about disposing two of his friends to make sure that Claudius doesn't win.
Does it not thinkest thee? Stand me now upon. He that hath killed my king and whored my mother popped in between the election and my hopes, thrown out his angle for my proper life, and with such cozenage, is not perfect conscience to quit him with this arm, and is not to be damned to let this canker of our nature come in further evil.
And what he's actually saying is, it would actually be a sin to do nothing. I would be damned if I didn't stop this canker of our nature. He's on describing Claudius again as something particularly unpleasant. Claudius, I love this phrase, has thrown out his angle for my life. He's using a fishing term. He's saying that Claudius has gone fishing with a rod and pole. He's gone angling for Hamlet's life. Why shouldn't I do the same for him? I would be sinning not to.
It must be shortly known to him from England. What is the issue of the business there?
It will be short. The interim is mine, and a man's life no more than to say one.
And a man's life no more than to say one. What he's really doing here is saying, when you get down to it, we're not really worth worrying about too much. A man's life is to say one. It's unimportant. And thank you to Tim Kennedy and Shane McLaughlin for reading that extract.
Does it not think thee stand me now upon? He that hath killed my king and whored my mother, popped in between the election and my hopes, thrown out his angle for my proper life, and with such cozenage, is not perfect conscience to quit him with this arm, and is not to be damned to let this canker of our nature come to further evil.
It must be shortly known to him from England what is the issue of the business there.
Oh, it will be short. The interim is mine, and a man's life no more than to save one. But I am very sorry, good Horatio, that to Laertes I forgot myself. For by the image of my cause I see the portraiture of his. I'll court his favors. But sure the bravery of his grief did put me into a towering passion.
Peace, who comes here?
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.